If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, the way we always start the morning show with that national anthem. And Chloe, you got the dedication?
Yes. So over the weekend, we celebrated one of my best friend's birthdays and we all went to Benihana. And the chef that cooked in front of us, he was phenomenal and it was packed in there. And so I just wanted to show a lot of love today to all of our chefs that do that. So places like Benihana, Kobe's, I mean, they work really, really hard to put on a show for us and they do it all night long.
Yeah, and let's hope they listen to the country. They're not hearing this.
I hope so. What's your favorite thing that they do? When they throw the shrimp, when they make that little squeaky thing pee?
I don't like the squeaky
water,
thing with
you
the
don't
pee.
Like it?
No.
I hate that thing.
What's your favorite, Chloe?
I like when they do the fried rice. Like, he made it in the shape of a heart and was just staying alive. He stuck his little spatula underneath
to move
the rice.
He shot a shot at Chloe.
One, I like the guys that are really great with, like, the egg tricks.
Yes.
You know? Like, oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm like, wow, yeah, it's good. I do that at home and nobody notices. All right, so to you all this morning, the national anthem from us here at K92.3's Morning Show.
K92.3.
Do the right thing.
You know, a lot of us forget that we, as babies, did not know how to swim, right? Mm-hmm. Did you guys come out of the womb and you already knew how to swim,
no,
do that stuff?
Of course not.
Don't they take babies down? Don't they put them in the water because they naturally have the dog paddle down? I don't know. Babies are in a womb.
Isn't that what ISR is for? Right?
Where they make sure that your baby is. So they toss the baby in the middle of the thing and they're like, well, oh, the baby. Oh,
they'll figure it out.
Yeah, they figured it out there. So just a couple of years ago, in fact, 5 years ago, a adult man named Ben Kilner, who is now an influencer, he himself did not know how to swim. Learned how to swim. Also, learned how to conquer his fears of water by canoeing when he heard this story that he wanted to get involved with. He built a canoe with his own hands, which, hey, good looks at you, Ben, for actually being able to pull this off. Built a canoe, also a bike, that this travels across the water. He decided to do something really cool. Heard of a group that raises money. It's called Leg to Stand On, that benefits kids with disabilities. Again, Ben didn't know how to swim just a couple years ago.
Aww.
Built a canoe and is riding across Scotland in this bike canoe contraption. to raise money for these kids with disabilities. Here's Ben talking about this crazy, incredible thing.
I have built this amphibious machine to take me across the width of Scotland and hopefully back again. One direction I'll go on water and the other direction I'll be going on land.
It's a bike canoe?
It is. So it's
That's amazing.
You've probably seen the amphibious like cars that also can drive as
yes,
a car or
boats.
Also a boat. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a duck boat. So that's what he has done. He has done a bike canoe contraption that he is hopefully, I hope he doesn't actually drown in this canoe.
I wonder how long it's going to take him to get across and then have to be able to bike back. That's what I think of the food, water, all those things. What's he doing to survive out there? But just an amazing heart and doing this for so many incredible kiddos.
That's where I'm impressed. I'm impressed with anybody who says, hey, you know
Absolutely.
What? I'm going to say it's the stairs. You know, I'm going to climb 1,000 feet of stairs. I don't even know if I said that right. But anyways, you know, people who decide to do all different types of things in the sake and in the name of charity.
Yeah. And hey, there's many things you might not be able to do today, but not saying that tomorrow you might actually be able to conquer that and help somebody else out that is struggling with something similar. So it's great. Again, if you want to learn more about a leg to stand on, you can just Google that off. And Ben Kilner doing this. And how long is it going to take? I've never seen a bike canoe thing, so I wouldn't be able to track that. You know? It's not like 60 miles an hour if you go 60.
Right.
You know, like, you know that. So Ben, today, doing the right thing.
Doing the right thing. Brought to you by
Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors. For more, rbafla.com.
Doing the right thing.
On K92.3.
This is K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. You guys, give me a thumbs up or not. I'm talking to Chloe and Slater in here. I'm not talking to the audience. I'm talking to you guys.
No, you
thumbs
can give
up
us a thumbs
or not.
Up, too.
Are we still on the NYC trip?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, thumbs up.
Adams.
You knew it.
I knew it the whole time, guys. We're trying to get you to Jelly Roll. Okay, this is going to be the final week. That I did know. Final week that we're trying to get you to Jelly Roll before kids go back to school and summer comes to an end.
That's right.
All right. So, Slater, I'm going to let you take the lead.
All right. Well, this is something that, Obi, you brought to my attention on Friday, and I had an opportunity to try it over the weekend. There was a rumor going around that if you're on hold with anyone on the phone and you want to jump the automated system, you use the F word and it gets you there. I think you can use other words, but I tried out myself because Amazon did me wrong. They done did me wrong over the weekend. I know, it's surprising. Amazon Prime.
I thought you go with Temu all the time. Look at you.
I'll be honest. My better half is she thinks that Temu is going to like steal my soul. So she purchased some air filters. Why? It's so boring, right? But they never got to the house and they were supposed to get there 2 weeks ago. So Amazon had us on hold. And it had already been a minute that we were on hold. And it said, we'll be right with you. And then it clicked in and said, you are 15 minutes in line.
No
way.
And
I said, this is ridiculous. So I remembered, well, Obi, you told me on Friday. So I said, F.
I don't think you just have to use that word. Like, you can use any bad word, hopefully get you to someone.
What is a Chloe bad word?
What would you use, Chloe?
I would never do it. There's no way. I couldn't do it.
And mind you, while we do this little exercise, guys, don't actually say the word. Okay.
And also,
I'd like to keep our license. Yeah,
and also, we didn't have the kids over the weekend, so it was just Becky and I. Okay. So the kids weren't there. I wouldn't be like, Olivia, come over here. Let me teach you a new word. Okay.
So immediately connected you to someone?
Maybe not even a second after the last F that I said, boop, hello, how can we help you? And I go, no way, that because it sounded like another automated person. It was a real person. Yeah. And I asked them afterwards, I said, hey, did you hear what I said before you clicked over? And they said, what do you mean? And I said, I heard this thing. And they admitted to me that this is a new automated system thing.
The AI technology is supposed to pick it up, and that's how irate a customer is.
It didn't exist before, say, probably the last 6 months. But when AI started coming over and clicking into everything, that's what they did. And I imagine if Amazon's doing it, then all the
everybody's
other ones are going to. If they're not doing it yet, they're going to follow suit.
Great.
Well, and it shows, you know, they're hearing, oh, that person's very frustrated. Let's get to help them right now, you know, before we lose a customer.
Hey, can I tell you all a funny story? Because I had a guy who used to work here at the radio station that he also part-time used to work at one of those call centers.
Yeah.
And he said that when people would call up and they'd be irate and they'd be like, I want to talk to the manager right now. I want to talk to your boss's boss. Then he'd be like, hey, ma'am, yeah, sure. Here, let me go ahead and find him. Put you on hold. He'd go outside, have a cigarette break. He'd go talk some BS to his friends and whatnot, and then come back and be like, hey, so the boss is nowhere to be found.
No way.
If it's okay with you, I'm going to put you on hold one more time because he may be somewhere else. And just mess with you.
Yeah.
So this seems to be the new way that AI now will push you all the way to the front.
Yeah.
And they don't mess with that anymore.
Admittedly, I worked in a debt collection center. We would just transfer each other to each other's cubicles. So that way I would be the manager for Tommy, and Tommy would be the manager for me.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man, that is rough.
Let me tell you, after your weekend, you need a little holy water, some prayers over there.
Holy water?
Way too many curse words.
Chloe's doing the sprinkly hands like she's a priest. You need holy water. Over there.
Chloe, if you did it, would you be like Father, Son,
yes,
Holy, Father,
absolutely.
Son, Holy?
I'd be going to church on Sunday.
Oh my God. All right.
But Hardy sharing who in country he'd never, ever let his sister date. And it's one of his best friends. Hearing from him in the All Access next.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's All Access.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate.
We'll get to who Hardy would never ever let his sister date in country. But first, I wanted to put this together for y'all. I know there's a lot to follow. It was a big weekend for opening weekend of the Olympics for Team USA. We've won so far 12 medals. 3 of those medals were gold, 2 in swimming, 1 in fencing. Team USA is sitting at number 4 out of the 22 countries. We've got a big week ahead. We've got archery, gymnastics, beach volleyball, basketball, my favorite, golf, tennis. So lots of really, really fun sporting events to watch.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that America's good at fencing.
pretty cool.
Yep.
I got a good fence around my house.
Yep.
Is that kind of fencing? You know what's interesting about so I only wait for like the highlights because I don't want to watch everything. You know, there's certain things like, you know, for instance, when they do the shuffleboard, like I didn't even know that was an Olympic sport.
How about breakdancing?
Now, breakdancing I would want to see because if you're some of the best, there are some dance moves that I'm like, how in the heck
did you do that?
So, breakdancing I think is new to the World Games, right?
It is. It's wow. It's new to the Olympics, but pretty cool. Lots of great things to watch these next couple weeks. And Machine Gun Kelly, Jelly Roll, they have a brand new song out. It's called Lonely Road. Lonely Road.
Song, you know.
All right, let's hear a country music protector. Obi self-proclaimed.
I'm trying my hardest. I just told Chloe and Slater in here, and I hope that you listening right now, I hope that you can give me some grace as I am trying to exercise grace here, right? Machine Gun Kelly, for the longest time, has just kind of been on a different plot of music. Same thing for Post Malone. And now Post Malone is making country music, and I love it. Mm. Machine Gun Kelly, I'm sorry, I said this last week. You're going to have to knock on the door a couple more times for me to open it.
Yeah. Well, and that song was a nod to John Denver's obviously Take Me Home Country Road and a little behind the scenes. Go ahead, Obi.
No, I was just going to say, and what a song, what a first song to do, right?
Absolutely.
Something that everybody loves, something that everybody can sing along to.
Well, and Machine Gun Kelly goes on to say just about that song that he's been working on for 2 years. 2 years he's been working on that song. So, you know, he's been taking his time with all this. Like, he's
you
known
know
for a little
right.
bit.
You
he
know
wants
why?
To dip into country.
Because it don't come natural to him. That's why it took 2 years. Right?
He had to work with
other people. He had to get Jelly Roll involved. So this way he can connect the bridge into country music.
Find me
anybody.
Look at me.
I'm about to sit down. I'm sorry, guys.
Are you naturally always something you've never done? Does anything come natural to you? Think about when you got your license driving for the very first time. How are you then compared to how you are now?
And even hunting, somebody had to be the bridge for me to be the hunter that I am today. So I mean, there are people who can bridge you into things.
Absolutely.
That's why I'm saying I'm having to exercise a lot of grace when I see MGK, and I'm like, oh Lord.
Right. And John Denver's family also worked during those 2 years with Machine Gun Kelly to make sure that if my dad is actually going to not be able to sign off on this, then I want to make sure it's something that I think, he would like.
And how much are you going to pay our family?
That might also be on there.
And lastly, Hardy, he has a sister and was asked who in country he wouldn't let date.
He would only break her heart, man.
Oh, so you heard him. He said, I would not let my sister date Morgan Wallen. That is one of Hardy's best friends. And he said, he'd just break her heart, man.
Do you think that's because they're friends or because who Morgan Wallen is as a dater?
I think Hardy has seen enough to be like, I don't want my sister to be one of your notches on your bedpost. Mm.
And look at Obi today. He is on a roll. Okay. You can see all these stories up online. K923Orlando.com. We have $1,000 Minute coming up at 7:10. Those trivia questions, if you want to sign up to play, you can right now on the K923 app. We'll give you a call.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater's $1,000 Minute.
K923.
Rebecca, it is an absolute pleasure to be playing the $1,000 Minute with you, where we're going to put 60 seconds up on this clock, 10 questions that I hope Chloe has made super simple.
I try.
We want you to win. And then, $1,000 that we'll count out right here in cash and hand in your hand.
Okay.
You're making your grandbabies proud this morning playing on this, so you'll have to tell them that you're on the radio because it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. So it's 10 questions. You could pass any of them. Feel free to just yell it out quickly so we can move on to the next question. But whatever answer you lock in first, I do have to take.
Okay.
All right. You ready, Obi?
Ready.
With question number one, which bird is often associated with delivering babies?
Stork.
Which letter comes two places after F?
U.
Who sings the song Dirt Road Anthem? One of our country artists.
Luke Combs.
What does the D in DSLR stand for? Digital or direct?
Direct.
True or false, Carly Pearce is playing our All-Star Jam?
Yes.
What country is the children's animated character Peppa the Pig from? The United Kingdom or the United States?
Pass.
What is the main gas in the Earth's atmosphere? Nitrogen, hydrogen, or oxygen?
Nitrogen.
In the show Seinfeld, what was Kramer's first name?
Pass.
What company makes the Macintosh computer? Apple or Dell?
Apple.
That's time.
You only have one more question to get to there.
Man.
Some that gave us a hard time, but hey, we're happy to announce that you did better than I think Obi and I. Both were like, what? Is that what that is? So the two places after the letter F, we're looking for H is that letter.
Oh, I thought you said S.
Yo, you're good. All right. Jason Aldean wrote and sang Dirt Road Anthem.
Yeah, I knew that after I answered.
It's all good. And DSLR, that's digital, not direct that we're looking for. Peppa Pig, now we all know, you passed on that one, but the United Kingdom or Great Britain is where that was, okay? And Cosmo Kramer is from Seinfeld.
You're never
leaving empty-handed. Don't worry about that. We're just going to hold on to this $1,000 till the next time we play with you, okay?
Okay, great.
Man, Cosmo, I thought it was Ichabod Kramer. I don't know why. I thought it was something silly, man.
I thought it was Kramer versus Kramer.
Kramer. Well, congratulations again, and we cannot wait to play with you again in the future.
Okay, thanks so much.
$1,000 minute.
Let's see how you do. Join up on the K92.3 app to play.
K92.3. Time to hit the panic button with Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
We've got Shalissa on over in Winter Springs. Pretty excited about her husband, but you're hitting the panic button. Why?
Yeah, I am. I'm really excited for him. So we've been together for 2 years, and he's had a long career with the hospital working in IT department. He's been working the average, 40, 45 hours per week at the job. He really loves it. He just nerds out on all things tech. But he landed this new account, and it's increased his workload to 60 hours per week. And I'm so excited for him. He's really happy. He's in charge, and they're trusting him with all this work and this huge client that they just landed.
Wow.
But what he doesn't know is that I'm Pregos. And
you're pregnant.
What?
Hey, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Whoa, hold on.
That's exciting.
Is it his?
It is? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, we were able to flip that in with all his work. But no, seriously, I mean, I want to give him the good news. He's going to be so happy to be a first-time dad, but I also don't want to be an at-home mom just taking care of everything. I'm going to have all the responsibility on myself, and I don't know what to do. I'm freaking out already, and the baby hasn't even come, so I don't know what to do.
Yeah, so first you got to calm yourself down. You got to calm down. You said how many hours a week is he working now?
Now he's working 60 hours.
Wow.
Wow. I mean, that's a long time.
Yeah.
It's a lot of hours.
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, I mean, I think, the good thing is you can give him the news and let him know, is there any way that you can give some of your responsibilities to some of the other guys that are underneath you?
Yeah. I mean, I just don't know if that would put him in jeopardy after they just trusted him with all this work with this huge client.
Right.
Wow.
I mean, our boss, Steve, he delegates his work like nobody's biz and makes sure that, like, we're all set. So maybe that's something he should learn. Like, being a dad, you have to take on more responsibilities anyway. So maybe this will go hand in hand. That's what makes a good leader. So in his role, he might actually be better working less hours, having this under his belt.
I mean, no matter what, communication is going to be key in all of this. You need to express how you're feeling and just hear where his head's at, too.
And don't stress yourself and that baby out, girl.
No.
Congratulations. Let's see if we can get you some advice, all right?
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
We're talking to Donnie here in 7 minutes. Donnie, really quick, give me a taste of how you feel about what you just heard.
Yeah, I've got a solution. It's going to cost him a little bit of money, though. Well, him, at least.
Well, life costs money, Donnie, right? I mean, life is not expensive.
And people will spend money on the things they care about.
Yeah, I'm interested in this. Donnie, can you hang on 6 minutes and we'll get what that money situation is next?
I'll be here.
K92.3. The Panic Button.
Join the conversation.
With Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Donnie over in Oviedo, just give me a little taste of how you feel, and we'll check in here with you in another 7 minutes.
Well, all right. First off, super congrats. That's awesome. I understand how stressful it is. I got the easiest solution to this problem.
Okay.
So he's working a bunch, and he's making a boatload of money. I guarantee he's not looking at what's coming out and coming in. Just hire a private nanny. Don't tell him about it, you know, and you get to nap during the day.
Hire a private nanny and say nothing about it? What?
Well, definitely hire a nanny.
Right, but not to say anything, Obi?
He comes home, this extra woman's in the house.
Well, I mean, the baby's not going to learn how to talk until probably 2 to be actual understood. So you could keep this up for the, a couple of years.
It's just lies on top of lies.
Slater's vouching for it.
I don't know. Nobody thinks like Donnie and I, you know? I think that's the problem. And listen, she definitely wants him to be there more, but she also wants the baby. You know, I don't know a lot of IT guys that are also good at in the house to be able to take this on, right? So have somebody that knows what they're doing. How do you defend somebody who's a full-time nanny, an amazing person?
Totally, but you're not being honest.
I think getting nanny to take care of the baby, you know, that way you go to a nail salon, you go shopping, you know, whatever it is you want to do, and baby's taken care of. Nobody's the wiser, you know what I mean?
And that way he can keep working.
Yeah, and you're putting a nanny in business, too.
We appreciate it. Thanks for calling in this morning, Donnie.
Hey, no problem.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Yeah, we're still trying to send you off to New York City. We want to pay for 2 days for you to stay there, so this way you can enjoy everything that New York has to offer. Well, within 2 days, and then Jelly Roll, that main show that's going to be taking place at Madison Square Garden is going to be a memory maker.
And I called ahead. My buddy Bobby, that actually lives in Central Park, said you can live in his cardboard if you want to stay more than 2 days.
His cardboard?
So yeah, he's got like a little box that hangs out there. Can we try to help out Shalissa? Is that her name? I'm sorry, girl.
Shalissa. Yes.
Shalissa.
So Shalissa's husband has been IT for one of our fantastic hospital brands. He just got an upgrade, and now he went from 40 hours a week to 60 hours a week. She's freaking out because she's pregnant with a baby.
But she hasn't said anything to her hubby yet. He has no idea that they're expecting.
He'll know now.
Yeah, and it's really not fair that she assumes that just because he works that many hours and he's working more hours, that he's not going to be a good dad and go, you know what? I'm going to make all this work. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not that he's a workaholic. Also, we don't know her spending habits. Before even becoming a mom, she might actually want that high life, you know?
Sure, sure.
Where it's going to Capitol Grill and wearing the stuff.
I think where she is probably freaking out is having to care for this baby while he is out working those 60 hours. So we're trying to give her some advice. Any advice that we can give you guys in here?
I mean, I know you mentioned earlier, Obi, a babysitter, and I think a babysitter would be wonderful, right? Like, that would absolutely help the household. But I think that that's a temporary fix, because I feel like for her, it just is going to make her more upset knowing her husband isn't there to help with this baby.
Wow. Exactly.
Wow.
Okay. Good morning.
Hey, Obi. How you doing, buddy?
Hey. What's going on, brother? You got some advice for our mom-to-be?
Easy solution. She's just got to tell her hubby, hey, babe. You know, I'm going to need a lot of help. We're fixing to have a baby. I know you just got this promotion. We're going to use some of that extra money for a nanny.
Use what extra money? The extra money from him working overtime?
Yeah, the position.
Yep.
I like it. I mean, communication is key in any relationship, especially with her being pregnant.
Well, in the beginning, that's going to work. Now, over time, we're going to have to figure something else out, because it wouldn't be worth getting the raise if I'm spending it all on childcare. Right. I get that. But over time, it'll change, right?
But an IT position, like, that baby also, they could probably go to work with them, right? what are we really going to do?
Put poos on.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
I was going to say, what I would do is, too, is maybe I would tell my wife, like, give me a year. Give me a year to set all the infrastructure up, so this way maybe I could even work at home, and maybe I could delegate.
Yep. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, the king of IT.
Hold her over for. Yep, you just got to hold her over for a little while, Obi. That's the right idea. And then over time, we can work it out.
The king of IT of all time? Bill Gates, right? That's why he had like 30-something kids, and he brought them to work.
30-something?
In that garage.
That's true.
You kept laughing. Women.
Oh. Thank you, Kev. We appreciate you calling in always.
All right, guys, have a good day.
Oh, man, you know, and I feel horrible because if you're bringing in 60 hours, chances are money's really good.
Absolutely.
And things have really changed around the house.
And just another thought, yeah, I think maybe having a nanny, or you built one out of a robot, and you have a robot nanny. If he's good with IT, hey, we don't know how smart he is.
Just know if Obi and I say nothing, we don't agree with you, okay? we're continuing to take your calls, 844-254-9232. But Hardy sharing who in country he never, ever let his sister date, and it's one of his best friends. We know him very well. Hearing from him next.
K-92-3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newland. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newland.
Vicky, it's great to be talking to you. You guys said that you went to the theme parks. That in itself is just one whole day. It could either be stressful or it could be great. So how was it for you guys?
Oh, it was so much fun. He's hilarious. He's such a gentleman, like, paid for everything. We just had a great time. We were laughing. So I'm not really sure where the disconnect is or why he's not calling me back.
It sounds like the perfect ideal date.
Yeah, it was great. We got along so well. I'm just really confused.
Did you complain about being hot? I say that just because that's the first thing that my kids do. As soon as noon comes around, everyone's complaining that it's hot. So did you complain about that?
No, not at all. I mean, we were just having so much fun. It was just kind of part of the day, you know? We were laughing about that, too.
Who was having fun, though? Like, and I'm sorry to keep interrupting, Vicky, but, like, did he have a smile on his face, or was he annoyed at any point?
I'm trying to think. No, we were just laughing, and we talked about our families. We talked about our favorite rides.
And nothing stands out. What park did you say you went to?
We went to Epcot.
Oh, my gosh, that's a great first day. Are you kidding me? Drinking around the world, eating food, hanging out.
That's what it was.
Super casual. Like, I love it.
You guys, did you do that? Did you drink around the world? Oh, it was one
Vicky,
of those?
Vicky got wasted in Mexico.
Oh, Vicky, did you?
No, I mean, we were drinking around the world, but I didn't get wasted.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. All right, well, we'll stop with all the guessing. Let's actually call Blake and see if we can get some answers from him, all right?
All right, sounds good.
Yes, was hoping to speak to Blake, please.
Yeah, who's this?
It's Obi, Chloe, Slater.
Hello.
Hey,
this is K92.3. So we do the morning show. Hello?
I'm not doing this.
Doing what?
Nope.
Are you there?
He hung up. Hold on. I got to call him back.
I mean, I get it, you know? It's three strangers.
Wait, did he say I'm not rude?
He said, I'm not doing this.
But I understand why he would hang up. He doesn't know us.
That's just straight up rude.
Hello?
Hey, Blake. It's K92.3. It's the morning show. Please don't hang up.
No,
you there?
I think it was just an accident, right, Chloe? He couldn't have possibly
hung up on purpose.
Blake, are you there?
I hung up on purpose.
Messed up.
Okay,
messed
so then up. You know the morning show. Is that why you hung up?
I know what you guys call people for.
Okay, so then you know about this date that you went on with Vicky. We're just trying to give you guys a gift card to go on another date. We know that you guys went to a theme park.
Yeah, we did.
So what's the deal? Are you just not interested in her?
I mean, you know what? It's just like we went on a date. It was going great at first, and then she threw up twice. So we went on the Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah, she threw up twice. She threw up once before the ride, and then she threw up on the ride.
Oh, that's understandable. That ride's impossible.
No, that ride's so much fun. But I get it because you almost end up going sideways, and then you're spinning around on Earth. Like, especially if you get motion sickness, I can understand.
Okay, so what did you do? Did you jump in to help or anything? Like,
I'm not going to jump in front of puke.
Well, no. I mean, like, after it happened, like, did you console her? I mean, what did it look like afterwards?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I consoled her, but here's the thing is that I love theme parks, and I go all the time. And I would love to be with someone who also loves to go all the time. But, I mean, she threw up before the ride. I guess she was nervous. I felt bad. And, you know, it was whatever. We were in line. It was kind of embarrassing, but, you know, we kept going, and then she threw up again on the ride. And here's the thing is that when you throw up on a ride, a whole crew comes out, they stop the ride, and everybody's looking at you because there's an hour-long line, and it's holding everything up. So it kind of became a big thing.
So wait a minute. When you said that she threw up on the ride, like she threw up like on the seating and like on guests?
No, she threw up on the seats, yeah. I think it got on some people.
Oh, God.
Well, I could see why they would have a problem with it if it actually landed on another person.
Yeah, but why? Okay, but hold on. People make mistakes. Like, why did you not call her back?
I think above anything, were you just embarrassed by it all?
A, I was embarrassed. And B, I love theme parks. So, like, it would be tough to be with someone who doesn't love theme parks and who throws up all the time.
Okay, I mean, if that's your thing, yeah, sure. So why don't we do this? Why don't we pair the both of you up? Because if you know how this works, Blake, you know that Vicky is on the line.
I was afraid of that.
I'm here, yeah.
Vicky, that happened at the theme park?
I mean, yeah, but we still kept hanging out. I'm not throwing up all the time. I just didn't know how the motion was going to go on that ride because I'd never been on that. I would have just not gone on that.
I think that's understandable. That's like people who go on the mission to Mars. Like, if you don't know that that's going to feel like that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm embarrassed, and that's pretty bad of you. Like, that's pretty crummy of you to not want to call me because one thing happened.
And there's nothing you could do about it, you know?
Well, and I think it's the one thing happened, but it happened twice, so I guess it makes it two things.
It did happen twice.
I know, but she's just trying to be a good sport.
So when it happened the first time, like, what did that scene look like?
Oh, my God. It
got over some kids' shoes.
Wow.
It was bad. Like, I saw multiple meals in that.
Okay, not multiple meals.
Okay, you don't have to embarrass her anymore. She's already mortified.
So no second date, guys. Really, that's our only goal is to give you this gift card so this way you guys can go out. Maybe this one has nothing to do with rides.
I don't know. Theme parks are a big part of my life.
Okay, yeah, Vicky?
I think I'm okay. I think, you know, if you're going to judge me for that, I don't think we're great for the long haul.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. Mom.
Second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K92.3 app.
This is K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. Don't forget, right around the corner from trying to send you off to New York. So this week, you can spend 2 days visiting all the cool things that you want to visit. And then, of course, that night, enjoying Jelly Roll in Madison Square Garden. Yeah. Man, that's a memory maker and a half. So 9 o'clock, get in on that. Okay, so can we talk about the Olympics? Man, so first of all, we won't talk about this too much, but I mean, the opening ceremonies was probably one of the biggest talked about opening ceremonies of all. But I want to get to the people competing because, you know, you think about the people going to the Olympics and you're like, oh, they must be from here, they must be from there, but you never think of your own hometown.
Right, which is really, really cool. I had no idea, and I learned this morning, that there are former and current Florida College athletes that are competing this year. So if this is your alma mater, be proud. University of Central Florida, Go Knights, charge on. They've got 6 Knights that are representing in the Summer Olympics and Paralympics this year. The University of South Florida, so USF. They've got 5 Bulls that'll be competing. And the University of Florida. Y'all, you are really representing 41 athletes. Some of them are actually current students at Florida right now that are competing this year.
Yeah, I know they say less and less people are watching the Olympics. I think it's complete hogwash. In this being an election year, Cody Johnson talks about you got to vote. You got to root for your own Florida athletes.
Absolutely.
That are out there in Paris. For the first time in 100 years, the Olympics have been back in Paris. The last time was 1924.
Wow.
All right, and now it's back. So, yeah, root them on.
Is there anything specific that you guys watch? Like, I know bar none, right? We've got male swimming. and then you've got female gymnastics. I think those two in my head are those are the two that, that they cover on TV like crazy. But y'all excited about any of the other ones? Like, I mean, this skateboarding.
And you might not realize, if you like documentaries on Netflix, I watched one about sprinting. Noah Lyles actually in Claremont, Florida. Claremont, some of the best runners actually train and practice sprinting right down the road. So Noah Lyles going for the 100 and 200 in track, which
super cool.
No one has been able to pull that off. And in this country, he's going to do it. So, I mean, I think that's pretty cool that here in Florida, even though he's not from Florida originally, that he's actually here and he's got family here as well.
Yeah,
absolutely. I'm looking forward to golf. Y'all know my love for golf. So definitely golf, gymnastics. I was up early this morning. I started watching. And remember, we're over in Paris time. So there are some reruns that are happening at night. So right around dinner time that you could sit down with the kiddos and watch the highlights for Team USA.
Oh, they were
but
doing,
it's early. Yeah, it's like 4:30.
They were doing diving
morning,
at 5
early.
This morning.
That's it.
So yeah, just keep up with all that stuff because again, if you have somebody locally that you know, if you know one of these students or you know one of these families of the students, give them some love. Let them know that we're encouraging them.
And I'm writing a full blog right now so you guys can see it. I'll put it on our K92.3 Facebook page, Instagram of like all the athletes, where they graduated from, what year, and what they're competing in this year.
Can you give us a medal count right now, Chloe,
so,
as far as the
so
U.S.?
So far, Team USA has 12 medals. 3 of those were gold, 2 in swimming, and 1 in fencing. But remember, we've got a long way to go. This literally just kicked off this weekend, and we're sitting right now number 4 out of the 22 countries.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, you want to be the number one smartest person when it comes to being put on hold? Huh?
Yeah. I'll take some advice.
That might be the worst line to be in when they say, oh, you are the 18th person in line.
It's
you want to jump 18 people and be the first person to get an answer? It takes 2 letters to actually say it.
Oh, boy.
You're going to yell it out, Chloe.
They're not appropriate.
You're going to have to go to confession after you do
no
it.
No doubt.
We'll talk next.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
K92.3.
Orlando's number one for new country.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over 1 million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.